On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU volleyball team is their assistant coach, Elena Kakatolis. And first of all, Elena, how did you end up at Bemidji State?
Well, I did my graduate work at a school in Louisiana, and my head coaches there knew Coach Chadwick from Wisconsin. They played at the same school. So when he was looking for an assistant, my head coach kind of found out about it and then went from there, I guess.
And I understand you also played volleyball in college. Tell us a little bit about your volleyball background.
Yeah, I played at Ball State in Muncie, Indiana. I was there for 5 years, redshirted my first year, and then played the last four.
Your team comes off a tough weekend against UMD on the road and then St. Cloud State here. I know they were hoping badly to close out their home part of the schedule on a high note. What kinds of things happened during that St. Cloud State game that were positives for the future of this team?
St. Cloud was definitely a game that we kind of thought that we had a good chance at. The girls played well. It just kind of didn't work out in our favor. We just kind of need to build from there. So hopefully we can have a better outcome this weekend.
Speaking of this weekend, you've got your last two games of the season. Both are on the road. What have you done to prepare your team for Northern and for Moorhead?
Well, we've played both teams previously. So today I've spent a lot of time scouting and watching film and preparing scouting reports for the girls for the week. So, you know, just practice this week and then hopefully have a good turnout this weekend.
Bethany Thompson's your only senior on this team. You've only had 1 year to get to know her, but she's only 22 kills away from 1,000 career kills. How fun is it to watch a player reach those kind of milestones or be close to them?
Yeah, I've only known Bethany since August when I got here, so it's only been really a couple months, but it's a lot of fun. We're all really excited for her. She works so hard in the gym, and it's nice to coach her. I think it's her roommate that comes to the games with a sign now that she pulls off a number every time she gets a kill till she gets to her 1,000. So yeah, it's really exciting.
Your team is full of younger athletes, obviously, with Bethany graduating. Everybody next year will come back. What's that like to know that this future of this team is going to be better? You've got a lot of younger kids to work with.
It's exciting. You know, we have 6 freshmen and 6 sophomores right now, so we are definitely young. It's just exciting to get to work with them now while they're younger and kind of build and prepare them for the upcoming years. I mean, it's a big transition from high school to college, so I think they're all kind of seeing that and finally starting to understand how big of a change it is. So once they're a little more experienced, it'll be better. Hopefully.
Your team has lost a number of games by very close margins, and I know everybody I've talked to, they always say your team is this close, you know, and I put my fingers together about a half an inch. How close is your team in getting past that little bump in the road?
Well, I mean, we play in a very tough conference, so it's, you know, it's kind of challenging, but at the same time, it's exciting. You know, you always want to play best competition you can, but we're really close. There's a lot of games that I really think we're going to win, and it just at the end doesn't kind of turn out in our favor. But I mean, the upcoming years, they look pretty bright for us, so hopefully we can turn it around a little bit.
Who were some of the players or a player in particular that stood out this season as probably your most improved?
One of our freshmen, her name's Chelsea, she's a middle. At the beginning of the year, she had an injury, so she didn't get to play most of preseason in the first week or so, but she's really come a long way. She's, you know, turned it up a lot in the last couple weeks, so she's probably one of the most improved that I've seen.
Without giving away too much information, because you probably can't give names or anything, what does your class of 2013 look like so far, or how's recruiting going for you?
It's going well. I think we are pretty close to finished. Coach Chadwick has done most of it before I got here, so, you know, I'm excited for the recruiting process. I finally get to, you know, get my hands in it a little bit, going to the state tournament this week, so, you know, it's my first kind of dive into it, so I'm excited.
How much different is your type of volleyball, like what you played in college, compared to what Coach Chadwick, his style of volleyball, and have they meshed coming into this program?
They're a little bit different. My background has been very kind of technical, I guess, and that's just how my coaches were, so I think they've meshed well. I mean, we both kind of have a little bit different backgrounds, and he's obviously way more experienced than I am, so, you know, I'm just kind of trying to learn as much as I can from him and throw in my 2 cents every now and then, so hopefully.
Elena, thanks so much for your time. Good luck this weekend, and let's cheer for the Beavers to end on a high note.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU volleyball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.